Excuse me.
Sie hören die Sendung Wellenlänge. Vous écoutez la transmission Longueur d'onde. Udite la trasmissione Lunghezza d'onde. You are hearing the transmission called Wavelength.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Today is the day for the world premiere of Heated Gloves, the feature film about Captain Maurice Seddon. This is at 6:20 in NFT 3 on the BFI South Bank as part of the 59th London Film Festival. Time of speaking, there are still approximately 3.5 tickets left for this event, so get down there. Today's guest is DJ from Leicester, AFS. So take it away, AFS.
And as the years roll by, we come to 1959, a point at which the years were also rolling by for Billy Wright as captain of Wolves and England. It was in this year that Billy Wright set up a record of more than 100 caps for England.
Yes, 1959 was a great year for me because in April I was selected to play for England for my 100th international. And on that very same day, Joy gave birth to our first child, Victoria Anne. A really wonderful day. Then the following Saturday, when we played the game, Joy was able to come to the game, and I always remember it because I saw her sitting in the stand when I came out leading the England side onto the park at Wembley. The game itself, well, to play against Scotland is always a great thrill, and to be playing it at Wembley, well, it was even more of a thrill. Then Bobby Charlton got the only goal of the match with a wonderful header, and my recollection at the end of the game was when all the lads lifted me up shoulder high and carried me off that field.
Every week I buy a record from the shop around the corner, a piece of time that's written in the tramlines of the vinyl. The old man serves me coffee and we talk about the weather. His voice is husk and holds a solemn song. From the shop around the corner, the building has charisma, proudly standing on the hillside, a glimmer of the ocean as I look through the window, and I can't help but feel like something has died. More distant every time I go to see him. I don't see as many faces as I used to, he tells me. He fears the record's lost, just like his shop.
Da da da.
Find you, take hope, you're no touch me again, 'cause I can't bear the thought of you on my skin. I can still feel you in my veins, still have your image in my brain, and it makes me sick to my teeth. So sick I can barely breathe, 'cause you're the poison that left me blind, and you're the poison that destroyed my mind. Oh, you're the poison that left me blind, and you're the poison that destroyed my mind. And I found it so easy, I wish I found it hard to let down my guard. So easy to let you in, you crawled your way under my skin, and you left me defenseless, numb and tired and senseless. 'Cause you're the poison that left me blind, and you're the poison that destroyed my mind. Oh, you're the poison that left me blind, and you're the poison that destroyed my mind. You destroyed my mind. You destroyed my mind. You destroyed my mind. 'Cause you're the poison that left me blind, and you're the poison that destroyed my mind. Oh, you're the poison that left me blind, and you're the poison that destroyed my mind.
This could lead anywhere, 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 anywhere.
Are you ready for me? Yeah? Edward used to be in the secret police. He kept a souvenir from those days, which was his miniature fountain pen radio. He took it everywhere with him, and it reminded him of those happy days in the secret police. The trouble was that although he was retired now, Edward could not quite believe that the other secret policemen were not still listening in to his conversations through his fountain pen radio. Edward would say everything as if he was being overheard by the government. "Pass the potatoes, mother," he would say. "I think I shall go home now and read my book. What good animals."
Tomorrow's chance could be the last for Stephen on the radio. So no more climbing cold stairs to where frost clings to snow. And last night's music still plays on Stephen's radio. Stephen's on the radio. Stephen's on that radio, on the radio. Last time I saw him, he was looking fine, but it's not my place to say those kind of things. Tomorrow will be different. I say these words every night. I gotta fall into another day. So I close my eyes and pray. Well, Stephen's on the radio. Oh, Stephen's on that radio. Bedrooms are for sleeping, and bedclothes are for dreaming. So shut those windows, close those curtains tight. Tomorrow will be different. You say these words every night. You wanna fall into another day. You gotta close those eyes and pray. With Stephen's on the radio. Stephen's on the radio. On the radio.
To all this killing. set the world on fire with tainted love. Who lit the sacred cow? Peasants with arms to plow. Don't care what they do to die, there's a better life when this one's over. Craze is taking power. Hurt the sheep just cower. Tainted love.
we've got Mum loves her reflector very much. She's got it hanging up already. It's really pretty. And with that in mind, I must apologize for my earlier statement. I should go back and erase it, but it means I'd have to do all this stuff all over again. So I didn't go back and erase it. But Mum loves it. Maybe a little more timely in the future. Just pulling your leg. I guess you do care. Sorry. I won't say any more about it.
Listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm William English, and today's guest is DJ AFS from Leicester. Good afternoon.
Hello, sir. Do you know what the theme is yet?
No.
You don't?
I didn't detect a theme. Was I looking for a theme?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. No, I give up.
Okay, you should...
I mean, there were so many strands there. So there's very many different tracks. I noticed your track... There's one track called Mother's Day.
Well,
there was something about...
That's rubbish.
No, I like that one. It started off with Billy Wright, the footballer, I think.
Yes.
Or was it Bobby Charlton?
No, it was Billy Wright.
Billy Wright. Okay. I think I've failed the test.
Okay, I think you should you should have it after the next two records.
All right. Okay, I'll have a go. Should we just continue then?
Yep.
Okay.
In approximately 5 minutes' time. Thank you.
Gentlemen, I'm pleased to announce that freshly baked breakfast baguettes are now available from your Ems bar. These consist of sausage, sausage and bacon, or just plain bacon rolls. These are freshly prepared and baked on board the train. That's fresh breakfast baguettes are now available from the Ems bar. Thank you.
The Ems bar is now open. You'll find the Ems bar in coach F at standard accommodation, serving tea, coffee, cappuccinos, americanos, lattes, freshly baked croissants and Danish pastries, freshly made bacon and sausage baguettes. You'll find the Ems bar in coach F.
Good afternoon, welcome passengers joining at Leicester. This is the 1600 Midland Mainline service for London St Pancras only. We're due to arrive at 17:13. First class accommodation, the front three coaches, coaches JG and F, and coaches A to E, the rear five coaches offer standard ticket holders. As you move around the train, please have a look at our safety information bulletin. You'll find these on either side of each coach near the exit doors. Please
up where we belong. We've got the best crowd in England. They're going to back us all the way. Yes, this is the season for Leicester City. It's Leicester, Leicester all the way. This is the season for Leicester. To the top where we belong. We've got the best crowd in England. They're going to back us all the way. Yes, this is the season for Leicester City. It's Leicester, Leicester all the way.
Okay, now, let me think. What could the theme be? There's a big pointer at the end. We had the Ems bar, which, of course, is recordings of the buffet bar announcements between London and Leicester.
The greatest record ever made.
Well, you are a fan. You have been a consistent, champion of that record by Sandra Cross.
Consisting of... Sausage and bacon, or just plain bacon rolls.
Yes, and baguettes, baguettes. But have you memorized the words to this record yet?
Not quite. But yes, the theme's Leicester.
Yes. Indeed. It was underlined by the last one, which is, what is that, the football anthem for Leicester City Football Club?
Well, it was the 1974 one, featuring in the team at that time were Alan Birchinall and Peter Shilton, amongst others.
Okay. That's not Gary Lineker's time, is it?
No.
No. No, he was like 80s, wasn't he? Yeah. All right.
So yeah, I'll run through. I'll run through a few of the. Records.
I would never have got it from the previous ones. I mean, there was one all about religion.
All the records are linked to Leicester in some way.
Oh, now, okay.
The first one you had was Billy Wright.
People might not know who the hell Billy Wright is.
Yes, he was the first footballer ever to win 100 caps for his country, and luckily he played for England. Yeah. And he spent his entire career with Wolverhampton Wanderers, apart from the Second World War years when he turned out as a guest for Leicester City.
Oh, okay.
He was never registered as a player, he was just a guest.
Right.
Then, following on from that was the record shop by the Daydream Club, who were a Leicester band, and that was made for a Record Store Day in 2011, but it missed Record Store Day because there was a problem with the pressing plant or something.
Okay.
Then 6 Million Funky Angels by Godson, which was out on a Leicester label, Traver Records, I think it was.
Yeah.
Then another tenuous one, Blind Youth by the Human League, who are of course known for being the ambassadors of Sheffield, but Phil Oakey from the Human League was actually born in Leicestershire.
And
spent a bit of his early life in Leicester and the Clarendon Park area, I think.
Right.
And of course the song mentions Richard III.
Oh yes, I noticed that. Yeah.
And we all know about Richard III.
He's in Leicester, isn't he?
Yeah, history was never my strong point.
Supposedly.
Albatross Conspiracy with Fall. That's the solo project of Tanya Byrne, who once played bass in Leicester band Maybe She Will.
Right.
I think probably the best... the best song title I have, The Fantastic Story of the Steam-Driven Banana by Le Gay.
Where does that date from?
60s, I think.
Right. Le Gay. How do you spell Le Gay?
Legay. They were originally called Legacy, but either their manager or the label missed the C out.
Right.
So it became Legay.
Right.
Yeah, and Nancy Dawkins and John and Lester are all Lester artists. Lester's a drum and bass producer, and he just made a song called Lester. He made a song called Speechless under the name of Lester. Inner Ear played Dunkel Funk, also a Lester band.
You haven't ever cheated by spelling Lester L-E-S-T-E-R, have you?
No, of course not.
No, it's always the L-E-I-C business. There's no Lester Bowie or Lester Young or anything like that. I believe you. Carry on with your list. Go on. What was the one that sounded like Scott Walker in slow motion?
That was John. He's just known as John. His name's John Bolter. He's been a fixture on the Leicester music scene for quite some time. I'm sure he'll be very glad to find that he's been likened to Scott Walker.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't play anything by Family, did you?
No, because that would have been too obvious.
Indeed, you're right.
I also played. I also played Radio Pen, which was the really weird spoken word one. That's by Alan Jenkins and the Thurston Lava Tube. But I really wanted to play The Enduring Appeal of Dwarfs.
Right.
But I had to, just for the title, but I had to go with Radio Pen because that was a lot better.
Okay.
The religion one is Blood Tainted Love by Yellow Belly. Yellow Belly consists of Gaz Birtles, who is a Leicester musician and also plays saxophone for the Beautiful South.
Right, right.
Did
you know the bass player of Queen comes from Leicester?
John Deacon, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
technically, he was born in Odeby, but...
So we're talking about the city of Leicester.
No, Odeby and Wigston are pretty much within Leicester anyway. So I'll go as far south as Wigston and as far north as Anstey, basically.
So you don't go beyond the racecourse then?
I don't go beyond the Great Glen junction.
Okay.
And Jamie Says, shout out to Duke DJ who helped me put these records together. Uh-huh. His son played drums in that band, but not on that record. AFS Mother's Day. Yeah, you don't want to know anything about that. And
well, that's a great record.
I suppose the most tenuous one is the Ibiza one.
Most tenuous? More tenuous than the previous ones?
What's Mono this? Boy featuring Dolores, The Music in You. That was the theme tune for Around the World in 80 Raves, a TV show from 15 years ago, which featured a load of young people from Leicester going and partying their way around America. And one of them, named Bopper, ended up being the sound engineer at the live music venue The Shed, where I've played a few times.
Okay.
All linked to Leicester in some way.
We've done the roundup. Yeah. Okay. So you, of course, AFS, otherwise known as Adam Fisher, have notoriety for trying to break the record of hurtling around tube stations under a certain time.
Yeah, but that's old news.
The thing you did on Leicester Station?
Train sets. DJ sets, train sets. I just turn up at Leicester Station and play some records. That some of them might have something to do with trains. I always stick M's bar in, and that's it. That's as and when. I did a gig in Stockport as well, festival on Stockport Railway Station, and I'm hoping to do some more. In other places, maybe a station in London. I don't know. But facebook.com/thetrainsets is the page for it.
Well, thank you very much to AFS, also known as Adam Fisher.
And now we're off to see your film.
Indeed. Yes, you've come down to Leicester.
To
London from Leicester to see Heated Gloves at NFT 3, the 59th. London Film Festival. The film starts at 6:20 and there might even be three tickets left. So thank you very much. Maybe we should just play out with the M's bar, do you think?
Okay, if you insist.
I think so, yeah. Why not?
Please refrain from smoking in any part of this train. This does include the toilets and festival ends.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to play for service. You can find